days, we were going through a study in the life and the ministry of a prophet named Elijah. And you may recall that Elijah had some very traumatic, great victories. He had a lot of high moments, and we have just gone through a number of those high moments prior to the holiday season, where we switched gears and looked at some Christmas themes. And we'll be coming back to the life of Elijah next week. And we are about to hit some very, very low moments in the life of Elijah. At times it is quite shocking, and it is also quite encouraging because I see myself in those low moments just like the prophet Elijah. And the truth is, we find ourselves in low moments along with high moments as we go through life. And over the next several weeks, starting next week, we will look at some of those low moments and I trust find some help for us as we go through those times. So I encourage you to be praying about that and come and we'll see how we deal with the realities of life when it's not as exciting and wonderful as we'd like. This morning, I invite you to come with me to Psalm 19. And today is kind of a little more a big picture, rah-rah, beginning of the year study that we want to look at. And there's not an outline in the bulletin, and there won't be one up on the screen, as there typically are. So I encourage you to get out a piece of paper and grab a pen, and there'll be a couple things I would encourage you to record and work into your walk with God this next week. Psalm 19, the verse that we read earlier, the law of the Lord is perfect. It restores the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure. It makes wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commands of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. This psalm and the end of this psalm, in this particular section, it is talking about the Word of God. And it reminds us that it's perfect, it's sure, it's right, it's pure. And I'll talk about that in just a little moment. But as we also ended up our reading at the beginning of the service, his delight is in the law of the Lord. The wise person, the happy person, the blessed person. And in that law, he meditates day and night. Back in the 19th Psalm, it talks about it being as gold, more precious than gold. And in the 119th Psalm, a psalm of 170 plus verses, I'm not going through that one this morning, but it totally devoted to the Word of God, it talks about how absolutely valuable. In fact, it says the law of God's mouth is better to me than 1,000 pieces of gold and silver. There's nothing richer than God's word. There's nothing more personally valuable to you than the word of God. Now I invite you to come with me for a couple moments and step into the animal kingdom. And specifically, we want to step into the bird world. You probably got up this morning thinking that you were going to study birds at church, right? Well, we want to look at some birds to find out a little more about us and a little more about God and what we can do in that relationship. So step with me into the bird world and let's ask ourselves a question as we hit the button on life observation and life assessment. Here's the question. What bird best describes your connection with God in 2018? Last year. Let me even take that word best describes and let's just put somewhat, some way. What bird of all the birds out there in the world would best describe, would somehow describe your connection with God last year? Now, there are hundreds, probably thousands of options out there in this weird, quirky question, right? Well, let me throw four options out to you, and we'll evaluate those options, and we may see another option or two as we move forward. But here's the options: a sparrow, a dodo bird. I thought I'd get a little better at that. A peacock or an ostrich. And you're thinking, I don't want to be a sparrow. I simply do not want to be a dodo bird. A peacock or an ostrich. Think of the sparrow for a moment. There's lots of them, right? I mean, they're everywhere. There are so many of them, they get lost in the crowd. They easily go unnoticed. The relationship I have with a sparrow is rather impersonal. Like, I don't even pay attention to them. Sorry if you're a sparrow out there. And our relationship with God can be rather impersonal at times. And maybe it's like we just kind of have that question, that perspective, you know, what's the big deal? Me, God, this world. That can be one of our life perspectives. And that may be where we were at last year. It may be where we're at right now. Just kind of impersonal. We may think we're too busy for God. We may think God's too busy for us. Running the world to notice little old me in this little old place. I'm not sure he notices me. I'm not sure that he cares. That's kind of the sparrow mentality. Let's look at another option out there. A dodo bird. Now, just, if anybody calls you a dodo bird this week, it wasn't a compliment, okay? A dodo bird is a bird that supposedly has been extinct for quite a while. That word really means it doesn't exist. It's non-existent now. And maybe our connection with God last year kind of resembled that. There really was nothing there. And if, as I sit here, stand here, live here right now, and I think of God, I might kind of have the perspective, you know, there is just nothing there right now with God. That may be where we're at. Maybe where we were at. Let's look at two other options that we're going to flesh this out and try and get a little better perspective and a little better target as we move into 2019. Let's look at the peacock. That sounds a lot better than a dodo bird, right? How many of you love what a peacock, looks like? Okay, the fan club is starting to come out. Yeah, the peacock, at least the ones I've seen, vivid blues and kind of a brilliant greens, and they have these long tails that I just want to reach out and grab, and or feathers. Very beautiful bird. And a lot of people are enamored looking at the peacock. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard a peacock speak? Oh, my goodness. They're not in the choir, right? The church choir, right? Their screech is just awful from my perspective. In several places we've lived, there's been city parks, and they had peacocks roaming the grounds, and that was always fun to take our kids to go see the peacocks and feed them. But every once in a while, they'd let loose. And, you know, it's like your kids come running back to you, like they're afraid they're going to be eaten. I remember in the newspaper, there was quite a discussion with the neighbors at these parks because the peacocks would go into their yards and sit on their roofs, and in the early morning hours, they would let loose with just this atrocious alarm clock. Well, peacock looks so beautiful on the outside, but then you hear what's on the inside, and you're like, whoa, I'm not sure I want anything to do with that. And our relationship with God, you know, other people may think we got it pretty well together, and we're looking really good on the outside. And maybe they know, and maybe we know, what's on the inside isn't so pretty. Isn't so beautiful from the perspective of a loving but holy and perfect God. And sometimes we go through life and say, man, I thought I had it all together, and look at the noise that came out of my life today. A sparrow, rather impersonal. That dodo bird, non-existent life right now. The peacock, what's on the inside isn't as pretty as what looks like on the outside. Well, one last option here, and that's the ostrich. Have you ever seen an ostrich fly? Have you ever seen an ostrich try and fly? It's excruciating. And the way that ostrich is built, it ain't going to happen, right? They have a hard time getting off the ground. As we honestly assess our spiritual condition, looking back and looking at right now, what do we see? Are we having some trouble getting off the ground? A better question is, how do we better get off the ground in our connection with God in 2019? This year that we're in right now. Yesterday is yesterday. We can't change yesterday. Tomorrow hasn't been, we haven't been to tomorrow yet. We don't know what's going to happen. But today is today. And today we have the option to do something with our relationship with God, our connection with God. So how can we better get off the ground with God in 2019 is our question. Let me encourage you, flight is possible. In the world of nature, it's not very possible for that ostrich. But in your spiritual life, in your spiritual nature, it is possible to see some success, to see some growth in 2019. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives all of us hope for this year. His resurrection means that there is life. He not only conquered the grave with his life, he conquered death with his life, but he also passes on life to us. And so we can experience meaningful and meaning-filled living starting right now, right today. Jesus brings life to our world. He'll bring life to our every relationship as we come to him and as we better connect with him. And it all comes down to this. God is going to do his part. He has done his part. He has given us his Son. His Son has died on the cross for us. His Son has paid the penalty of our sin. They have given us the Word of God, all the directions, the recipe for living. They have done their part. In fact, he gives us his Spirit to help us, to enable us, to guide us. So God does his part. Now it's up to us, our part. Are we going to do our part in better connecting with God, better connecting with Jesus Christ in 2019? We must do what only we can do. The question before me, the question before you is, will we choose to get off the ground with God this year? Successes of the past do not guarantee success of today, but failures of the past do not guarantee failures of today. Today we have a new opportunity, a new privilege, a new responsibility. Will we get off the ground with God this year? Well, why should I get off the ground with God? Why should I make any effort in my spiritual life? Why should I investigate God, give him any amount of time in my life? Well, we ought to get off the ground because we can get off the ground. God has commanded us to move forward with him. What he commands us to do, he always gives us the resources to do. It's good news that God gives us the resources to move forward with him. We can, and it is in our best interest to put effort into our relationship with God. As we looked and read Psalm 19, I'd like to draw just a couple of nuggets out of a few of those verses. In verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect. The Bible is God's revelation of truth. Many of your English translations will will say the law of the Lord. Some may even say the Torah. And that is the word that is used here, the Torah. The Torah has come to mean, in Jewish circles, essentially the first five books of the Old Testament. But it had a general meaning that basically means teaching. The teaching of the Lord, or the teaching of the Bible, it's God's revelation, it's God's truth. And that word there has the idea of shooting an arrow at a target. And that has implications for all of us in our walk with God, in our place in this world. In the New Testament, there's a word that's called, that is the word sin, that's used repeatedly in the New Testament. And one of the words in the New Testament culture for sin meant missing the mark. Missing the right mark and hitting the wrong mark. And the Bible tells us that all of us are sinners. All of us sin. We fall short of God's glory. Doesn't mean we do every conceivable bad thing out there. But because we have a sin nature, we sin. That sin is missing the right target of God's perfect righteousness. It's hitting another target. It's hitting the wrong target, our unrighteousness. And the wages of our sin is death. Eternal separation from God. We miss the target. Every one of us, starting especially with me, we miss the target, and our intentions are not always to miss the target, but we often miss the target. God never misses the target. God never needs a do-over. God never needs to readjust his aim. If you would dig a little deeper into the 19th Psalm, you will find God talking about the world of nature, creation. He talks about the nature of man. He talks about the nature of God. And God's revelation is spot on in every one of those. And you want to understand what this world is all about? You want to understand what's going on in the world in relationship to men and their behavior and their actions? You want to understand who God is? Here's the place to find it. In this book, listening to God's very words himself. He hits the bullseye. He gives us life-giving answers. His answers are not distant. They're not disconnected. God's not dead. It is his delight to share the good news with us. The Bible is God's revelation. It is also reliable. The testimony of the Lord is sure. And some of your translations will use the word reliable, which is an excellent translation. The Bible is reliable. It fills in the blanks for all the life questions I have. The Bible is reliable, it's God's revelation, and it is for real everyday living. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The target of God's teaching is to bring or to produce joy in our life. So that's why I should make the effort to get off the ground and to get better connected with God. But how do I do it? What can I do? In 2019, what can I better do to enhance that connection with God? A couple things I want to encourage you to write down in this part. What can I do to better get off the ground with God in 2019? Make the little choices. There you go. Make the little choices to connect with God today. Little choices. We think they're little, but what happens? Little choices set the trajectory of our movement, set the trajectory of our focus. They turn into habits. Little choices matter. Little choices carry impact. You look out at the moon in the next couple of days when it's clear, You can look at it with just your eye, or you can look at it with some kind of telescope, some kind of microscope, magnifying glass or something, that you can see a little better with some assistance. And you will see all kinds of evidence where the moon has been struck by some kind of outside object, outside force. We see the evidence of impact on the surface of the moon. When we spend time with God, when we hang out with God, when we connect with God, it leaves an impact. And it is not a destructive impact, it is a constructive impact. And we start the process with little choices, the right little choices made daily. Couple thoughts, two thoughts, and a couple applications on each of those. Thought number one, our intention must become better implementation. Our intention must move to implementation. Did you start off this year with, I really want to read the Bible, I really want to pray, I really want to do the dishes, I really want to, you know, lose weight. We start the year off with tons of great intentions. And if you drive past one of the health centers, the workout centers, in the first week of January, it's like mass people. You drive by in October, and it's like the Sahara Desert, there's nothing there. We all start off with great intentions. And we even might work at getting into the groove. But what happens? We stop making the little choices today. The simple choices that really are essential choices. And somehow, in some way, we need to move from intention to taking concrete little steps, implementing a plan that moves us forward. Let me suggest, as we look at this first thought, two ideas that will really help you better connect, better get off the ground with God in 2019. Number one, read the Bible. And number two, pray every morning. It's really that simple. Why is it so hard? Number one, read the Bible every morning. A couple ways that may help you. Number one, wake up in the morning. I mean, you have to wake up to meet God. And we have to get up to go meet God. Wake up in the morning and step into God's world. Here's a challenge that we all face. That waking up part. Am I willing to leave my warm, cozy covers to meet with the God who died for me? Number two, this may help you. I've heard this from a number of people. I'll say it a little more creatively. The suggestion is no lucky charms before my Bible. Say it a little positively, Bible before breakfast. Bible before coffee. Bible before the newspaper. I may not have time for my coffee. Well, that will help us readjust some things, right? But it's a choice. It seems so simple. It seems so little. It is. But we're trying to set the trajectory on good and better habits. Bible before breakfast. After I get up. We mentioned reading the Word of God. We also mentioned prayer. kind of along the same lines. Prayer time before screen time. Before we connect to the world, connect with God. There's all kinds of ways, and one that I have that I started working on in my God connection time for 2019, a little different approach. You may be familiar with it. It's the words A, C, T, and S. A stands for adoration. C stands for confession. T stands for thanksgiving. And then four, supplication, simply needs, requests. Let me encourage you, set aside 20 minutes. Start with 5 minutes on your phone after your Bible time. 5 minutes just thinking and thanking God for who He is. Over this last week, as I was working through the characters of God, that He's sovereign, that He's eternal. And as I thanked Him for that, my mind started getting into the application of that and the connection to my life. We start off thanking God for who He is. And it reminds me in this process that God's bigger than me. And I haven't even got to the problems that I know are percolating there. But already I've started working God into the equation of this situation and this challenge. And we move from adoration to confession. 5 minutes just confessing our sins. Now some of us, we can be done in 30 seconds, right? We probably need to spend a little longer on that. But confessing our sins, which moves into thanksgiving. We've gone from praising God for who He is to praising God for what He's done in our life. You know, as we've traveled the weather the last couple days, especially yesterday, I dare say a lot of us did some praying. And it's good to thank God for His oversight as we work through those challenging moments. And then the S, supplication or prayer request. Then we start getting into our wish list and desire list. Now, every time I've done this, my mind starts bouncing all over the place. One moment I'm in A, the next moment I'm in T, then there's an S thrown in there. That's okay. But it gives me a target, it gives me a skeleton, it gives me a ladder to hang on to. And when I've set this goal and I'm working on this goal, guess what happens? It happens. It happens better, and it's all about being better connected to God today than I was last year. So we need to put some concrete steps to our intentions. And a second thought that we want to look at this morning, we'll go back to reading the Bible. God's Word, perfect, pure, reliable, the source of our joy. When it comes to reading the Bible, to better connect with God this next year, our reading must become even more intentional. Reading must better become reflection. Reading must better become reflection. In Psalm 1, verse 1, I read, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates. You know, when I read, and when I read the Bible, sometimes I have the goal of reading through the Bible every year. And I've done that, and you know, I have this little chart, and I check off the box. I get it all color-coded and all that. And so you can come, and at the end of the year, I can hold my chart up. I read every word in the Bible. That's a good goal. But now if you ask me, what did I read? I'll get back to you on that. Sometimes we just read and our eyes hit every word, but it didn't go very far in our brain. There is a vast difference between reading for information or reading to simply check a box and reading to digest the material so that it impacts our life. God gives us the Bible to impact our life. He gives us the Bible to transform our life. It is a lifelong adventure. None of us have arrived. And since we still are here on this planet, there is room for us to grow, strengthen, and better connect with God. And this typically happens as we reflect on what we are reading. In that second verse in Psalm 2, the word meditates on his word. That's what we're talking about here. And that word is a very picturesque word. This last week I saw, I think it was a car commercial, and there was like a gazelle or some kind of four-footed animal, and it's looking at you, and it's smiling and chewing away, and it swallows, and you can see it swallow, you know, and something goes down its throat. And then as the commercial goes on, all of a sudden you see something come up, and it starts chewing again. And then it swallows, and you can see it going down. And they're trying to sell you car insurance while they make you sick. But that is the picture of meditating. It kind of comes back to that animal world of going over and over and over something to get all you can, all the nutrients you can out of it. That's what meditating is, just thinking on it, wrestling with it, pondering it. And the beauty of God's word is you never exhaust it. What are some practical ways that we can do? And I'll share with you a thing or two that I'm working on this year. Regularly, daily read the Bible. Regularly, daily pray. And good intentions are one thing, but how do we get those good intentions into consistent habits and patterns? I'm going to suggest that you don't take my journal for 2019, but that you get one yourself. And Kim and I, over the last 2 weeks, have sat down and wrote down all kinds of goals that we have that are specific, measurable, attainable, that can be evaluated. And then we simply are journaling our progress. And you know, one of those, pray with my wife daily. Got that in about 11 o'clock last night. Better to start off the day like that, but it's better to get it in than not get it in. But when you write it down, when you write down what your goals are, you have a whole lot better option, a whole lot better likelihood of meeting those goals than you do otherwise. We want to move beyond just words and intention to consistently better connecting with God. The value of a personal journal cannot be overstated. What gets measured gets done. What gets specifically measured tends to get specifically done. And as you write stuff down, you can celebrate the victories. You can see that there's progress being made. A couple questions you might want to write down in your journal sometime, and I use this as I meet with guys on one-on-one discipleship. These three questions. What three things is God pleased with right now in your life? Something you can write down. Not for the rest of the world, it's for you and God. What three things is God pleased with in your life? What three things would God like to see you change in your life? What are three things we need to work on? And the third question, what are some concrete steps that I can take today to better get off the ground with God? Having a personal journal is valuable in better connecting with God. Taking notes whenever you come to God's word, in a sermon, in a Sunday school, listening to something on a device is invaluable. Our memories are short, but God's word is true. And it's amazing. People come to me and every once in a while say, Pastor, I just want you to know what you said 6 months ago nailed what I needed this week. And they tell me the illustration. They tell me the outline. And I'm like, I'm glad you remembered. Because I don't remember. But you wrote it down and you remembered. Now, you reminded me, and I know where I can go and find that information, but it's amazing how God is working today for something that you are going to experience in 6-9 months from now. So it's a great idea to consistently be connecting with God. Every time we hear the word of God, we have a divine appointment, we have a divine responsibility, and we have the privilege of getting off the ground with God. Well, the question we started off with this morning was, what bird somewhat describes your connection with God in 2018? Well, we can't redo 2018. We're here in 2019. So what bird is going to describe our connection with God this year? The ostrich, the peacock, the dodo bird, the sparrow, those weren't maybe the best, don't have the characteristics we're looking for. So what bird do you think will be a great model for you this next year? I have one recommendation for you. It comes to us courtesy of the United States Post Office. I went into the post office right towards the end of the week, this week, to mail a letter. It's often noisy in there. I have heard things talking to me in there. I've seen birds up in the rafters, one or two, and I went in there and I was hearing all this commotion. And it sounded like the animal world. It sounded like something with wings on it. And I got up there and I gave them my package and they did all that they needed to do. Then I asked them, can I ask you a question? Are there a bunch of birds flying around in here? Or am I hearing something else? And I thought, what they told me is what I thought I was hearing. And they said, we've just received several boxes of baby chicks. And they're right around the corner. The postman did say something. They're starting to drive us mad. But I'm supposed to keep that quiet. But you just heard this beep, 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 multiplied by hundreds of them. And they were saying, we're just hoping that the guy who ordered them is going to show up and get them. And we're wondering what's going to happen if they get out. And then they said, they sound so cute. And it took me back to my days in Muscatine, Iowa, with my grandparents who had chickens all across their farm. And at the right time of year, Grandpa would get his chickens and he'd bring in these boxes of little chicks. And they were so fun to play with. But they were so noisy. But I noticed something about all of these chicks. They're always chirping. They're always looking for food, and they're always looking up, ready to eat. And that's a good challenge for me, and I think a good challenge for all of us this year, to simply be a baby chick that's looking up and ready to eat what gives them life. The question for me and the question for you, will we choose to better get off the ground with God this next year? Good intentions need to move forward with good implementation. Concrete little steps will make a huge difference in our life. Choose to be the baby chick. Choose to look up. Choose to feast on the Word of God. That is what will give you life. Read on it. Reflect on it. And write it down. The law of the Lord is perfect, restores our soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, it makes wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, they bring rejoicing to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, they enlighten our eyes. Blessed is the one who meditates today on the Word of God. I'm going to ask our worship team to come up at this time. And as they come up, I just invite you to bow your heads, and close your eyes. Just take a moment to have a little quiet time, quiet reflection with the Lord of nature, the Lord of over humanity, God Himself. It's good to look back on 2019, do a little self-assessment, face it with some honesty, rejoice with some victories, be sobered by some failures. But we're not called to live in the past. We're called to live in the present. We're called to live today. So what's our target for this next year? Where do we want to be? Where do we want to head? And what are we willing to do to get there? Father, your words are absolutely gold. That compared to them, our gold is just dirt. You use that for pavement in heaven. We have before us what is way, way more valuable. And we have before us the opportunity to connect with you and better connect with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our spiritual pilgrimage begins with acknowledging that Jesus is God, that what he did on the cross paid for our sins. He indeed was God. He's the answer, and the resurrection proves it without a doubt. So we are called to simply trust you and accept your gift of salvation. And that moment begins an adventure of walking with you every day, and to better enjoy that relationship, we need to put in our time. We need to put in some energy. We need to hang out and with your words, and we need to listen to you. Lord, may this year be a year that individually and together we spend a lot of time with you. We enjoy you a lot. We let you color our life. And you use us to share the same thing with others around us. Your word is gold, and may we treat it as gold in this year. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Would you stand?